Mother Nature created havoc with Monday's high school baseball schedule. All three local games washed out yesterday. Villarica was scheduled to open region play on the road at New Manchester. That one postponed. No makeup date as of yet has been set. It was a non-region game. Mount Zion played host to Douglas County, scheduled for Monday. That one postponed. Not sure they'll make that one up. Heard County and Bowden were scheduled to go at it at Bowden yesterday afternoon. That one postponed. Already a makeup date set. They'll play Wednesday afternoon at Bowden. Today, plenty of action high school baseball. A lot of region contests to tell you about. Bowden will start region play at home against Manchester this afternoon. Mount Zion will open up region play on the road at Tryon. Temple travels to face Model region play. It's a region contest on the road. Bremen this afternoon. Blue Devils travel to face Darlington. Also today, Harrelson County starting their region schedule. They'll entertain Pepperell. Carrollton begins region play, entertaining Westlake this afternoon. And it's a non-region contest. Central tries to remain perfect, unbeaten on the year. Lions playing host to the Braves of Heard County. College basketball notes. Duke takes over as the new number one team in the country in the Associated Press weekly rankings. Houston's at number two. Auburn, after a couple of defeats last week, Tigers fall to three. Florida's at four. Alabama now number five. St. John's comes in at number six. Michigan State's up to seven. The Volunteers of Tennessee, number eight in the country. Red Raiders of Texas Tech climb to number nine. And Clemson is the 10th ranked team in the country. Also from the SEC, Texas A&M rated 14th. Kentucky is number 15 this week. And Missouri hangs on at number 21. The SEC tournament, by the way, gets started tomorrow. They get going at 1 o'clock up in Nashville, Bridgestone Arena. Georgia will play on Wednesday night at 9:30 against Oklahoma. The Dogs, by the way, look firmly entrenched right now, according to bracketologists in the NCAA tournament. In fact, Joe Lenardi, ESPN's bracketologist, has Georgia facing Louisville in the same bracket with Tennessee in an opening round matchup. He also has 13 SEC teams in his tournament. College basketball tournament action, punching tickets to the big dance. Wofford won the Southern Conference tournament title last night. Troy claims the Sun Belt title. Both those headed into the NCAA tournament. Never too early to start talking about high school football. Thought you might want to note this. Spring football practice begins April 30th at both Carrollton and at Central. For the Bain Dental Group and Granite Sports, I'm Mike Paris.